You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Here we are, two teas in a pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Hi, Teddy.
And we have a very special guest straight from the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion.
Right. And not who you think it is. It's not a housewife. It's a house husband. And he's got a lot to say.
And you know how we love a house husband interview. Please welcome on to the pod, Chris Bassett, Candace's husband. And he was a big part of the drama this year, and you kind of see a little bit of an explosion at the end. And
right.
Yeah.
He's had a lot to say on Twitter lately. You can follow him at Chris Bassett and follow this because this is going to be juicy.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
It's going good. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
You're our second house husband ever, right?
Well, except for BravoCon, we had all the house husbands come through, but that doesn't count. This is like official. So thank you for joining us. So you've been all over the headlines.
Yeah, and all over Twitter.
Is that a good thing? I stay on Twitter, but that's a fun, you know, that's one of the things that irks me a lot. Housewives Twitter thinks that they own Twitter. Like it's theirs personally, and you're not allowed to tweet if you're not a housewife. I was on Twitter before the show. I happen to enjoy Twitter. This is just another thing for me to talk about. So whatever.
So you're just coming out of the reunion. Before we even get into that, you speak your mind on Twitter. I do too. And people always say to me, why engage rather than ignore all the housewives Twitter talk?
Yeah.
And what's kind of your answer to that?
So, I mean, the first season, I just didn't know what to expect. So I'm like fighting everything. And most of the stuff that, like, I really don't get into much what people say about me. It's more about what they say about Candace and the misconception about her sometimes. So I'm always going to defend her. Now, every now and then, I might be sitting here, like, she's been in LA all week. So I've been at home and sometimes I get bored and I'm just having a little bit of fun on Twitter. So I'm going to respond to what I want to. And most stuff I do let go. But the real answer is like the person who's tweeting that garbage that I'm probably responding to. At the end of the day, I'm still a human being and I have feelings. And sometimes I don't like what you say. And I feel like I want to just respond.
Right. Now, Page Six put out an article recently. Gisele Bryant won't hold back about Chris Bassett encounter at the reunion last year. And in the article, she claims she didn't hold back at all. And also, she didn't add any spice to it like she normally does. Now, she kind of admitted she might possibly exaggerate on the show. Did I understand
right.
it?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, no, that she, yes, exaggerates often.
Yeah, she said she chose her words carefully and didn't add any extra drama or spice to it. And I mean, how'd that make you feel?
I mean, that's, I mean, obviously that's a flat out bold-faced lie. I mean, if there was no spice, it would have been left at, I felt uncomfortable. But yeah. Then to go and tell Robin, oh, well, he's a sneaky link. He tried to see if I was with it. You know, I've been around married men. I know what the signs are. Well, that's extra, right? Because yeah. That's not what you initially told Candace. Something with Karen, and then the emphasis on he needs to apologize for what he did, right? That emphasis on did. What, right. Well, what did I do? And I asked her point blank at the reunion, what did I do? And she didn't have an answer. And then, yeah, to the other extent, it's funny. I received a DM from an anonymous person, I think as we all do throughout the seasons, right? And I don't really put too much thought into any of those. And I received this back in November. I didn't say anything to anybody about it. But when that article came out and she said, well, I'm not going to hold back, there's more to say or whatever, it kind of brought some things out. Now, she didn't say anything. And Candace, it was either Candace or myself, both asked her at the reunion, well, you said there's more, you're not going to hold back. What else do you have to say? And she didn't say anything. She just sat
there.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah. But
she just sat there and played coy and was like, I'm going to hold on to that. Okay, sure you are. No, because you have nothing.
Right. And that's what people that have nothing don't have. She doesn't have anything to say. She has nothing to back it up. So all she has is a threat.
Well, exactly. Do you think that she realized that this was going to make Candace a fan favorite, ironically?
No, I don't think she did at all, because from what we've seen from Candace over the years, I mean, she's very defensive, especially when it comes to me, as I am with her. And I think what they all thought was that if we say this enough times, if we, you know, say different things about Chris, she's going to blow up and then everyone's going to hate her and we're going to be looking really good on the show. I honestly believe that was the thought process. And she didn't give him the time of day. She said, listen, I know who Chris is. There's nothing to this and whatever. And to the people who, you know, there's a lot of people who say, well, you know, her feelings are legit. You can't tell somebody how to feel. Don't you think you should acknowledge that? And I have, and I did. And even again, at the reunion, when Andy was asking me, the first thing I wanted to say is like, listen, if these are your true feelings, this is how you feel, that's fine. I respect your feelings, but let's tell the whole story and how we got up to this. And you want to go with, I thought my glam team was in there. Well, that's cool if that's what you thought. But when we got to your dressing room, I don't have the key to the room. I can't open the door. I didn't push you into the room and say, no, we're going to do this. So if this is something that you know makes you uncomfortable, when you open the door and there's nobody in there, why didn't you just be an adult and say, hey, my team's not even going to talk about this? Yeah.
Now,
and
did
again,
she?
No answer.
Did she reach out to you from that point until the time you started filming to address it? Did she reach out to Candace? Did she reach out to you to say, hey, I felt uncomfortable? So she
not at all.
To bring it up on camera a year later.
Well, like 5 months,
five and a half months later.
Yeah. And if she would have just, like literally the next day, the next week, the next month, right? After a reunion, everybody's in detox mode. Anyway, we're trying to take that short little break before we get back into filming. And all she, if she would have called Candace and said, hey, it's no big deal. You know, I just want to put this out there. You know, it's more of a situational thing or whatever. I would have been right there saying, oh my God, just, look, my intention is never to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry. And it could have been ended right there, but you waited in front of the cameras, you started saying more and more and more, and then the story was like this, and there was no consistency with it. And so, yeah, I mean, it could have been dead before that. But did you guys catch Robin on Watch What Happens Live?
Yes, we did. Which I have a question. Do you think that this was entirely premeditated to come for you to get away from what's going down with Robin?
They were deflecting.
I mean, it's an interesting theory that I tweeted about, and Andy asked the question. Yes and no. Yes and no. But to that point, right? So Robin sat up, and when Andy asked her, and she was like, well, Giselle and I already talked about it off camera. It didn't need to be brought up. Well, other things have been talked about. Like, it could have been brought up still. But even if she would have just brought it up to Giselle in, like, a one-on-one moment, it would have been out there. It would have been done. And, I mean, it would have been between them, and nobody would have known about it until it aired. Like, there was a different way. Now, what I will say, like, if this was thought about, excuse me, and they met up and plotted it, it's tough to make that an actual thing, only because they would have had to done that before the season started, I would assume, and the Ashley comment/DM happened after the first event, and they'd already been filming, like, maybe a week or two. So I mean, maybe that's an added wrinkle to, oh, we can add this on too, to what the original thought was. I don't know. That I would DM, like to believe it's not.
That DM was such bullshit. That was such bullshit. That's like you, it's a, and I said it before, you like when it aired, I'm like, he's responding to a story and just saying, he saw the girls out. Hey, you should have came to the W. It's like my husband seeing somebody work out and say, hey, you should have came to our gym.
Right. Yeah.
Who it's, cares?
So we were literally all taught, well, let me not say all, but I know for a fact, Karen, Charisse, Giselle, and Robin, we're all sitting there talking. We're talking about this particular restaurant that I was working at and how they used to all go there and party. I was like, look, I'm there tonight, whatever, whatever. And in the story, like the picture that they showed in the story was not the one I responded to. It was actually one of Ashley and Robin. So it was the two of them. And they were literally three blocks from my restaurant. And I was like, oh, y'all should have come here because we were talking about it. And for Ashley to say that she didn't know that I worked there, again, I call bullshit. Like I hadn't been around any of those ladies up until that Spring Fling event. Every single one of them came in and was like, oh, here you got a new job, or here you're working here. Da, da, da. They all knew. So for Ashley, I didn't know. I call bullshit.
So who do you think was the messiest in the situation? Do you think it was Giselle, Ashley, or Robin? Because then all of a sudden there was the Ashley's friend stuff and it kind of started to feel like a pile on.
Yeah, it was definitely a pile on. I don't know who was the messy. I mean, if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Ashley because she's the one who continuously did that and then was backing her friend. And Ashley, you know, one of your other friends who was right there, I'm not going to drop her name, but she actually reached out to Candace and I after she saw the episode and was like, I was standing right there. We saw it on camera that nothing happened, but she was like, that's what this other girl is saying is not how that happened. So Ashley, if you want to reach out to your other friend, I'll tell you who it was. Well, I'll have Candace tell you who it was.
Jesus. Now, just don't slide into Ashley's DMs to tell her.
I blocked them all on social media. I didn't block them. I just unfollowed all of them. But I also brought up another point at the reunion that, you know, I've known you ladies for 5-6 years now. I have commented on a lot of your stuff. I have given Giselle and Robin content for their podcast. Congratulated Ashley on her pregnancy over and over and over again. And the only woman on this show that I have not communicated with via social media is Karen Huger, because very early on, like I had some, maybe it's like a happy birthday to Ray or a congratulations for something. She never responded. So I said, Karen never responded. So maybe that's not her thing. I'm not going to reach out to Karen ever again because that's the type of person I am. And again, to go back to Giselle, that happened in October, right after the reunion. In December, you were at a restaurant that was a couple blocks from mine that I had literally just left. And I was like, oh, I was just there. She responds, sorry, I missed you. But whatever.
Do you think that Giselle gets by without sharing her own life unfairly? Oh,
100%. 100%.
Right.
100%. And that's another, something else like they, she is someone who demands these women to be transparent. And for Robin, she said that she doesn't demand anything from anybody. She pretty was holding Karen to the fire pretty much the last couple episodes of this season about whatever, Blue Eyes or whoever. But the second you ask Giselle something about her life, it's I'm not talking about that. We're moving on or whatever.
How was it actually sitting down at the reunion and talking this through? Did you feel like you got everything out?
I did. I actually went because so at one point, like Candace was on Watch What Happens Live. And I was like, oh, they didn't have anybody to sit with her. And I was like, oh, I'm available. Right. I got things that I want to say. And Andy was like, I want to save you for the reunion. And I was irritated by that, but also understanding that, again, he's going to let all this get out. And he gave me the floor. He literally said, Chris, do you want to start with some questions or do you want the floor? And I was like, just let's warm up. Just ask some questions or whatever. And it took one question and then it all just came out.
Was there ever a point in time that Candace believed anything?
No. Not like even once.
Not even a shadow of a doubt.
The accusations were so stupid. They really were.
I mean, they were. They were really dumb. But, I mean, again, Candace and I have a great relationship. I mean, we talk about everything. Like, if some random person DMs me, you know, like being on a show, I get a lot of DMs. Surprisingly, it's more penis pictures than anything. But whatever.
That's
but
funny.
She knows about all of it. Like, yeah. You know, some people like the whole phone thing, right? If your spouse wants your phone for a day, she can take it for the month. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, we're so open about everything that if there was ever any issue or anything, she would have known about it. And yeah.
Do you think there's anything different about Candace telling Ashley that Karen is out there on the streets, or Candace sharing with Ashley that she saw Michael Darby out? Or do you think they're just completely different situations because those are allegedly true and what was being thrown?
Yeah, at well, the Michael thing is different only in the sense that that was something that happened in the moment, right? And her and Ashley were, at least Candace thought, trying to mend bridges, which is why she went to Giselle to help deliver that message, because she didn't really want to. The Karen thing, if you go back and actually watch that scene where she's talking about Karen, Ashley's the one who starts that conversation and brings it up. And Candace says, we've all heard things. Like, I've heard about Karen and Blue Eye. And this is years old. It's not like she heard about it yesterday and this was something current. But so that's how that was. So I didn't really look into too much into that. But again, you know, it was said and she did apologize to Karen. And I think that was, you know, a good thing to do also. Like, hey, this was said. I didn't remember saying it because when they are at the lunch or whatever, and Ashley like, oh, Candace says you're out here cheating on, or whatever she said. It was obviously different than that actual conversation went. I was actually in the house when that conversation was happening, but I didn't want to be on camera that day. That was after I had enough.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So with all the lies that are surrounding you and the you being a target, does it discourage you from coming back next season?
It does. Like, I don't, like, I really have no desire to be around any of them anymore. Like, they're, I've been so nice to every single one of these women when I didn't have to be. Like, the stuff between my wife and whatever and some of that, you know, I get in trouble on social media for too. How come you're being nice to these women and they're not friends with your wife and da-da-da? Like, I try to look past all that stuff. And sometimes, you know, it is a show. And I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's hard. I told Candace the other day, we were talking about it. And I was like, look, I'll film breakfast with you here at the house, but don't ask me to go to any events. Like, case by case, how I feel.
Eddie was a target one year, and although it wasn't as bad as yours, they were basically saying he was gay, and they brought in all these people, outsiders that didn't like me, to do the story. And he was pissed. He's like, you know, it's a blatant lie, and it's not fair that they can hire people that will just completely lie. At the end of the day, the guy that accused him of doing it sent him a DM saying, which was an old friend of mine, they twisted my words. I never said that. I'm so sorry. He's like,
It's a lot of stuff that happened. And so I said it at the reunion. Basically, you know, as husbands, we're here to support you ladies. I mean, it makes you all more interesting. People want to know what your life is at home. And then you can have all the other drama and bullshit outside, right? Do all that. Leave us out of it. And it's like, if you don't want to hear from me, don't talk about me. And I'm cool with that. But I went in on the ladies, Ray did, and so did Eddie, that look, just be better people. Like, just be better people. Like, if you want to have your drama amongst yourself, that's fine. But keep us out of it. We're just here for a good time and support and whatever. And if you, that's how it's going to be, you're not going to see any of us. And then you're going to be boring, and then there won't be any show anyway. So whatever.
You left somebody out of the equation just now. You didn't say Juan.
I was just going to say
Juan doesn't come around anyway. I think again, because it started with him his very first season on. I mean, Ashley was literally in their marriage trying to expose him as a cheater from day one. So, you know, he's been away.
But do you think he is one?
I don't know that to be true or not. I know what Robin said the other day, but listen, I've had maybe three conversations with Juan.
How do you think Candace would take it if you had your credit card down on somebody else's hotel room?
Again, I'd be at the hotel right now. I'd be at the hotel.
You have to admit the story that she gave on Watch What Happens Live.
It wouldn't fly in my relationship, like, if I tell you that.
Yeah, no, my husband, if he told me that, no way. I would not believe it for a second.
Hey, different strokes for different folks, but it wouldn't work here.
Giselle knew the story prior, and she's kind of accuses everybody of everything, but did not go after her friend.
But guys, this is where I do have to play devil's advocate here.
I agree. I know. Go ahead, Teddy. I think I know.
Because I do think you create real, true relationships on the show. So, Tamara, let's say we were on a show together, and I knew that you had done this. I would have your back, too. That's what true friends do.
But I think what makes it worse and almost like a conspiracy is that they went after, you know, Chris on the show when she
That's the wrong part. Yeah,
that's the wrong. Yeah. And when she knew you know, she knew what happened. Didn't want to talk about it. Protected her friend, but yet went after Chris.
Well, I get the going whole friend after- protecting. I get that. I totally understand. Like, nobody's going to purposely make themselves look bad, right? Because it does look bad on her part, because there's been so much talk on social media about her relationship to begin with. So I didn't expect her to bring it up. And you really don't expect Giselle to bring it. They're good friends. So I get that. But
don't go after somebody else. Yeah.
Right.
When you know that's you have that in your back pocket.
But we felt like in scene when Robin called Juan, where were they? Were they in Mexico?
I was in Mexico still, I think. Yeah.
You could tell there was a part of her that was like, happy to be able to like, yeah, they got you, like, and you can hear that like anger in his voice, like that was as real as it gets to me. Like, I was like,
and then you've got Ashley with that shit eating grin that she always has on her face, like, she so that's what leads me to believe that Ashley knew about it before, and she's like, oh, hey, Karen's dropping this, let's, and then that, and she's like, oh shit,
I've always said that she gets away with everything because no matter what she says, she can say to fuck off, and she smiles the whole time.
Yeah.
Is Ashley always like that, or is that just some act for TV?
Ashley is completely different on camera than she is off.
Oh,
100%.
Okay. Because
this is so a lot of people like, well, Chris, how come, you know, you're nice to Ashley when her and Candace are, you know, having their issues? Every interaction that I've had with Ashley off camera has never been anything like I see on camera. Until like the finale episode where I was like, just get the fuck out of my face. That's the Ashley that I am now experiencing on camera. In Chesapeake, season six, there's the scene where Ashley and I are having a conversation and it gets to Michael or whatever. Candace jumps in and I get upset with Candace. When we get back to the house that night, it's Karen, Candace, Ashley, myself. No cameras on. It's like 2 a.m. We're drinking, still talking. And Ashley literally says, like, Chris, like, there's things that happen on the show. You know, don't get so emotional. You know, it's a show. And yes, these are real conversations, whatever. But basically, it's like, look, I'm not really the asshole that I'm made out to be. So she's completely different on camera than she is off.
Which leads me to the next question, which is, what exactly is a Sesame Street twinkle in your eye mean?
I wish I knew. I don't know.
Your wife has the best one-liners. She has the best one-liners.
I don't know where she comes up with that shit. It's just like she just gets on a roll and just keeps going. And the next thing you know,
she's so good at it. And if you were Andy or Bravo, what would you do with the cast next season?
Man, that's a tough question. I mean, I think now that all this stuff has come out, I think there's a lot of unanswered questions. I think, you know, as fans, they deserve to know and have it be talked about now. In all honesty, I don't know that I'd make any changes at this point. I think you let it go. Now, maybe people may not have as prominent a role as they had before, maybe, and have to earn that back. I know that's been
that's what I think.
Yeah, that's what Tamara said.
That's what I think.
It's been done before. Precedent, that's the word I was looking for, has been set. Yeah. So I think you have to do something. If you do absolutely nothing, right, if you bring everybody back as is, I think it leaves a bad taste for our show.
For sure.
That people can just do whatever they want to. I mean, I know my wife is very upset because, you know, they, like you said, with your husband, like, we have other things that we're doing. We don't always have time to film, but production's favorite line is, we're making a TV show. This is better for your story, whatever. Yeah. And really want us to be there to film. And I think for Candace, who gives all of her life, the good and the bad with me, her mother, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And then to let other people not have to do those same things, it's going to leave a bad taste. I know if in her mouth for sure, but some of the other ladies I could see feeling the exact same way. So there's got to be something done. I just don't know what that is. That's not my place to say what, but something's got to happen to say, hey, this can't be the normal again, or we're going to lose our viewership. It's just not going to be the same show.
Yeah. So to be clear, are you guys both saying they should demote Robin to a friend of? I don't want to read between the lines here.
I think so.
I think, yeah, I mean, that's essentially what I'm saying. I think that would probably be the best case scenario. That way she's still there on the show because she has a story that now needs to be told and people want answers for. But do you reward her for that? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you.
So I think that's probably what has to happen. But
for me, 12 years on the show, and my last season I was on before I got hired back, I was in the middle of a huge lawsuit. And I couldn't talk about it, but I was like crying and I couldn't legally. I couldn't talk about it, but I was so emotional about it. And my emotions didn't, you know, I wasn't directed in the right place. So, I mean, fair is fair.
I mean, it's called reality, right?
You're there to talk about everything. Yeah.
I think Watch What Happens Live, if Robin just would have said, you know what? I'm fucking pissed at Juan. It broke my heart. Even the story, even, you know, like you showed some sort of vulnerability with it. And then, but we worked through it. I trust him. I trust what he's saying. I think this girl is a clout chaser or whatever it may be, but at least showing something. There was like no emotion involved with it.
Right. Well, she was also like that with the wedding. Like she didn't want anybody there. She didn't want to talk about it. She didn't give any details.
Now, I will say from Robin's personality as she is as a person, it's pretty standard for her. She doesn't, like for me, I'm an emotional person. I wear my emotion on my sleeve. You're always going to know how I feel. She's not. She's kind of just, that makes sense, she's here. So I didn't look at it. I mean, I get what you're saying, Teddy. And for the people, right, we get invested in each of these women on the show. And we want to hear more. And we want to know why. And we want to understand. And some people just aren't like that. And that's true to Robin. I'll give her, that is true to her, who she is as a person.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Would you guys, both of you, have to answer, and then I'll answer. Would you rather marry Juan Dixon or Michael Darby?
Oh, Gaduck? Are you serious right
you
now?
You have to pick one.
Can I divorce him right away? Michael Darby? Or Juan Dix? Oh, I'm going to go with Juan.
But let me put on my hat for a minute.
Or Ray. Fine. Or Ray. We'll add Ray.
Okay, fine. We're taking Ray.
No. Okay, fine. We're going back to the original. Michael Darby or Juan Dixon?
Juan.
Pick one. Juan.
I mean, at least he's hot. He's good looking.
I have a question. How rich is he?
I have no idea. I don't look into that stuff. I really don't know or care.
We're trying to understand why she was with him.
We are really trying to get to the bottom of it because
she said that she loved him. She thought he was so attractive. That's what she said.
Do you think that Ray lets Karen date around, or all these accusations are complete BS?
I don't know the dynamics of their relationship. I know Ray wants to be in Florida and play golf. Karen has said that she's allowed to have eye candy. Ray has confirmed that.
Well,
what is the definition of right? Look, she can have eye candy. She can look at whatever she wants to. That's been said.
How old is Ray? Do you know?
I have no idea.
We don't know.
He's so, older
around,
than me.
Around.
I think he's 70.
Okay,
I
mean, yeah.
About your 70s. Age, Tamara.
Goth.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, I don't know why they fired this girl.
Man, yikes.
Okay.
No, but as far as cheating, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. You don't know again, unless you
see it. I try to stay out of it. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to stay, if I haven't seen it, we all saw the video of Michael. Right? I mean, it was a video. We saw that. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think Charisse and Jacqueline will be back?
I don't see why not. I think they both, I think Jacqueline definitely had a lot to say. True or not, again, beats me. But no, I think she'd be back. I think there was a dynamic that was also left there that should be explored some more as well. And Mia and Jacqueline have both said, to Candace and I on separate occasions that, they go through these spats where it gets really bad and then they're done for a while. And then 6 months later, they're back to being friends. So who knows? I could see it.
Well, what is one of the only people I didn't really talk to much at BravoCon from Potomac was Mia. What is she cool off camera and she's just playing it up a little bit, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I think in all honesty, I think Mia came on this show, I don't say looking to create drama, but just kind of be messy and be fluid and have fun. I actually, her first season, Candace was still in school. So when we got to the hotel to film the reunion, she was in class. I had dinner with Mia and G. They're great. I like both of them. I like G a lot. And actually on the train ride back this year, back from New York, back to DC, I was sitting right across from them. And they are fun people. And I told Mia, I was like, listen, I don't know if you were reading social media before you got on the show or what you thought was going to, make you stand out. Cause everybody wants to stand out. You want to be able to, have some longevity, make something stick. Right. I was like, but Candace actually likes you. And if, you all could actually just talk, I think you guys could actually be pretty good friends because she is fun. She likes to have a good time. But I think that was right after season 5. And everyone on the internet hated Candace. And I think she came on thinking that, because if you go back to the beginning of season 6, they were actually pretty cool. It wasn't until Mia called her video low budget that Candace was like,
hold on. Why aren't you working with Candace anymore and on the music stuff?
Because I don't know anything about that. I was never, I want her to be great.
I love
successful.
Your honesty.
Listen, I was filling a role in the moment. She had somebody who was working with her that really wasn't, getting her booked for any events or doing she was out in LA for some film festival or something. And this person couldn't get her in any events, no conferences, no nothing. I made 3 phone calls and got her in one thing and had somebody else get her into something else. I was like, why are you paying this lady? I can make phone calls and answer emails. And I took on this role of just kind of almost a glorified secretary to help, just manage things and waiting for somebody to come in and take it over. Now we still talk about everything, but I'm glad. I don't want any part to do with that. I don't know anything about that industry.
What's the latest on the IVF journey?
Yeah. So again, another misconception. Like, yes, we want to have kids. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to have kids today. So right. We froze eggs. We have 6 embryos locked up, frozen down for whenever she's like, okay, I'm ready to take, you know, the next year to focus on a family. So she doesn't want to take a break right now. It's totally fine. She has until I'm 50, and then they're either going in the trash or she better find somebody else to use them, because I don't want to be an old father.
Yeah, that's not me. On.
I know.
No, I want to be able to play.
Yeah.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How come your kids all of a sudden were able to film? Because we had a similar situation with my stepdaughter where we never filmed with her, not because we didn't want to, just was out of respect to her mom, and her mom wasn't interested in us doing that. What was the situation with you guys?
Yeah, so I never really wanted them to be on. Their mother didn't want them to be on. But then during COVID, I mean, they had virtual school, so it was great. I was able to get them up here. And so I just had to talk with their mom. She was like, yeah, it's fine. I mean, as long as it's controlled. And I told the kids, I was like, you know, if you don't want to do this, just tell me. You don't have to do it at all. Like, I'm not forcing you to do it. In fact, I would prefer that if you didn't do it. But my daughter, it's funny, my daughter was the one who really wanted to do it. She just turned 10. She's like, yeah. My son is like me. He's like, whatever. I don't know. And then as soon as the cameras go up, it was complete opposite. My daughter was really shy. My son's like, oh, you mean I just have to talk? That's it? And it was, so yeah, they just happened to be here because virtual school. So it was great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's all, yeah. And then who does, just because we get a lot of co-parenting type questions on here, do you communicate with your ex, or is it like all of you guys are together doing it, or like including Candace, or what's kind of your setup that works well for you guys?
So no, I keep Candace. I don't want her involved in all of that. I mean, she's involved as much as she wants to be. She's very involved with the kids. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like going, setting things up, I have one text with just my ex-wife, where we do logistical things. But then I have a separate message where it's me and the kids, and we talk about what we want to do and figure it out. And then I tell them to go talk to their mom, and then I talk to their mom. So, and Candace is always involved in those conversations with the kids. But as far as me and my ex-wife, it just, I mean, it just works better to keep it like that. That's now, she knows everything. Yeah, she knows everything, which is cool. But like, I just don't want, like, you never know. Stuff can get misconstrued via text message, and I don't want one person to be upset. And now we've got this dynamic, because it took a long time to get on a page where they would actually be cordial and speak. It was rough. My ex-wife didn't like that I was getting remarried again, and it made it hard for Candace. She's always been open and cordial with my ex-wife. And so it's just, for me, I have a hard time. This is another reason why I couldn't be out here. I can barely handle my own wife. I don't need another woman. Jesus Christ. Please no. Please no. Please no.
Oh my God.
And I know we're running out of time, but coming out of the reunion, where do you stand with the women? Do you feel like there's any resolution, or?
Like I said, I'm cool with Karen. I'm cool with Mia. Cool with Wendy, of course. Robin, you know, after recent developments and some tweets, I don't know how she feels, but I'm like, whatever. But in all honesty, like, I could do without Giselle. And I have no desire whatsoever. So that leaves me. I'm good. I don't have to with anybody.
We get frustrated when it's called The Real Housewives, and when we don't like
see a husband.
Like, we need the husbands there.
Like, yeah, like I said, I'll do breakfast with Candace. We'll sit around and talk about it. Like I said, it left a bad, and I probably have said this probably the last 3 years, that I'm good. I'm not filming. But she's going to ask me to do something, and I'm going to say yes. So it's fine. Yeah. You'll see me.
That's as how long as she's, my husband's the same way.
As long as she's back, you'll see me. You know, I mean, I'll put up a fight here and there about not wanting to do something, and you may see me in a scene where I'm disinterested, as always. But whatever she wants me to do, I'm going to do. So that's that.
All right.
To an extent. That's awesome. To an extent. I'm not going to any Giselle parties or Ashley parties. How about that?
Well, we love watching you guys. We are obsessed with Candace's confessionals. And then two rapid fire questions. What is your favorite thing about Candace, and what is the most challenging part of Candace?
Her drive and dedication is by far my favorite thing. I mean, I've never met somebody who says, I'm going to do this, and then does it. Like, puts everything into it and does it. The most challenging now is, because she has said she wants to be an actress and be on Housewives and be a musician, is now time. We make it work, but sometimes I feel lonely and I miss her. But no, that can be.
Well, don't get on Instagram and then throw down credit cards for other girls.
Yeah, don't
get that bored.
Yeah, no. Sorry, ladies. I'm not paying for your hotels anywhere. Don't DM me. I'm good on that. But yeah, that's time, and she's strong-minded. That can be challenging at times, you know, which I encourage. I want her to be, but
for sure.
Oh man, those arguments, they get hot. They get hot.
Do you guys go to bed? Like, if you have an argument, will you go to bed angry, or do you have to make up first?
No, we'll go to bed angry. Well, she'll go to bed
angry.
Oh,
I can't do it. I can't do it.
But that's the thing with her. Like, when we have an argument and disagreement in the moment, yeah, we're both heated. It is what it is. 5-10 minutes, I'm ready. All right, let's talk about this and be ready. But sometimes she needs more time, and so I have to respect that. But yeah, we'll go to bed separately. But then in the morning, very rarely does it last past the morning. It's just like, okay, it's not necessarily going to bed angry. It's like cool off time and get all your thoughts together so that we can talk about this later and not have a repeat performance.
Right.
I like that. That's, I need to.
What works for us? We'll actually like, when we're in an argument, right? You're yelling. You're not listening to the other person. We'll go to different rooms. And we'll start texting.
Oh, Eddie and I do that. We do that.
You have to read it. Yeah.
You have to read it. And it's easier to get your words out that way, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that works well for us too. So
Well, we love it, and we you're going to be involved in it next year. We already know. We can't do it without you guys.
Yeah, well, they're not going. Nobody's going to go after you next year. So right, next year is going to be an easy season.
You'll get a break. You can go after someone
else.
Well,
I hope it's nobody.
Hate when they go after the guys. I absolutely hate it. Unless it's like a Michael Darby situation, like total.
Hold on. Why haven't we seen Charisse's husband at all?
She doesn't have a husband. She's divorced.
Well, there you go.
That's what she was going through season two. And there wasn't, she couldn't talk about a lot of her divorce, I guess. And so because she wasn't willing to talk about it, and I guess she didn't want to date at the time or whatever, I guess it didn't give her anything. And that's why I think she left after season two, I think. Oh. I don't know. But yeah, they went through a pretty, I don't know that it was a very cordial divorce, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, I don't.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Well, we appreciate you for coming on. Tell Candace we want thank her you, back. Ladies.
Yes, yeah, we want her back. Love her so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and we wish you the best. And
thanks,
I wonder
ladies.
If you and Tam are going to be right or not.
Great. I can see the headlines right now. Chris and Tamara went.
Chris and Tamara hate Robin.
Yes.
Chris and Tamara have demoted Robin.
Demoted Robin.
Meanwhile, I'll just stay silent because I'm still going to need Robin on the pod, and I'll just take the interview by myself.
You know what? For me, it's like, you know, Bravo already doesn't really love all us housewives having podcasts. So I feel like she really put us girls that are in this industry, like, now they're pissed off. They're pissed off about it. And now
I mean, they've
like,
got to be. Yeah,
they've got to be. I'm just speculating.
Well, Andy, you could tell he was annoyed when he said it wasn't just the podcast. It was then you started charging on Patreon.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think that's
taking it to the next level. That I could almost deal with the podcast if like it didn't come out on the season. Yeah, yeah. And you want to get downloads on your podcast, and you do need to share in real time.
Wait, have they always had a Patreon, or did they sign up just to make money off of this? Because I've never heard of them having a Patreon.
I mean, I don't really get involved in their podcast too much, but
we gotta find that. We gotta find that out.
Well,
yeah, and if then, they, that, then and if that's deliberate. The case, that's yeah,
yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah. So, well, we'll talk soon.
All thank right. you, Chris.
Thanks, ladies. Take care.
Bye. Have a great week.
Bye.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.